Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Greg Herrick. He is the president of the Aviation Foundation of America. Now, 15 years ago, Greg went to the FAA and tried to get some drawings for an old airplane. Today, he has a congressional bill amendment with his name on it that ensures that anybody can get drawings like the ones that he was going after. Why don't you fill us in on what's happened in the intervening 15 years?
Well, I requested the drawings for the tail of a Fairchild F-45, which was built in 1936. I was turned down on the basis of a trade secret status, is what the government claimed. They found a company that claimed to be the owner of the type certificate and searched long and hard to find somebody who would admit to that. And in any event, the company said, no, we don't want those drawings released, so we filed a lawsuit. And it wound its way through two courts on my volition, and then it was thrown out due to a technicality. I'm a lifetime member of the Antique Airplane Association, and I said, I think it would be good if you guys had these drawings. And Brent Taylor at the Antique Airplane Association made a request. He was turned down time after time. And in the final analysis, the whole thing went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And not really on the basis of the request for the tail, but the court was claiming that Mr. Herrick, through Mr. Taylor, was getting two bites at the apple. And because we had resolved all the other issues related to the release of the drawings, proven that they should be released, that is, in the lower courts. And the Supreme Court sat there for, I don't know, an hour and a half or 2 hours talking about the tail of this airplane and whether or not Mr. Herrick and or Mr. Taylor had a right to it. Bottom line was they concluded that Mr. Taylor did have the right to ask for the drawings, as did Mr. Herrick, by the way, and they referred it to the lower court for a decision. And the lower court, then realizing the error of their ways, said, okay, you guys can have the drawings. The trade secret status is not a valid argument anyway.
So what that means is that the trade secret status was not valid, but it also meant that anybody wanting old drawings might have to go through that process over and over again, right?
Bingo. That is exactly it. The problem was, if anyone wanted the drawings, they could be denied on trade secret status basis or any other basis, for that matter, whatever the FAA could conjure up, to deny them the drawings. And while it was a victory for me after 15 years, let's make that 13 years, it's been a couple years, I saw the only way to get this resolved once and for all. And my lawyer jokingly suggested, I said, well, the only way you can do it is get it in the law of the land, get these drawings released. So I set about working on that and had the support of Congressman Sam Graves, Republican Missouri. He's on the Aviation Subcommittee and chairman of the Small Business Subcommittee in the House, and a fabulous guy, pilot, et cetera. And he said, well, I think we can help you with that. Why don't you put some wording together? So I did. So basically, I wrote the outline of the bill and worked with his chief of staff to get it as close as possible to how it would be in law, and he agreed to argue for it. And everyone told me in the course of this process it was going to be very difficult because the aviation manufacturers would have a problem with it, the FAA would have a problem with it, the lawyers would have a problem with it, and so on and so forth. But we managed to get the full support of the aviation community, the EA, the AOPA, and GAMA, which was one I was wondering about, but Pete Bunce stepped up to the table. And we have a fabulous law now that, is, assuming the president signs it, that will preserve the approved type certificate drawings. The first one was issued in 1927. From that first type certificate drawing to the last one issued in 1939. And that, in addition to that, it covers all the Type 2 approvals, which are kinds of one-offs or two-offs for experimental purposes, but those were Group 2 approvals are similar to a type certificate. So in total, we've protected from destruction and the law orders the availability of over 1,200 drawings, 1,200 sets of drawings, I should say. That's actually 1,257 type certificate drawings must now be made available to the public.
Say I come across a 1928 Winslow air beater, and it was registered with the government at the time, and the drawings are there, I can get a hold of those drawings.
That's correct.
This is pretty significant for the antique airplane community, right?
It's very significant for the antique airplane community, but just as importantly, it's important for the preservation of our aviation history, because these are not just drawings. These are test reports. These are material analysis. There's all kinds of structural data and what have you of over 1,200 aircraft, different makes and models of aircraft, from the dawn of aircraft production in this country. The approved type certificates were developed so that manufacturers could have a standard to develop aircraft by, and when they had this approved type certificate, it meant that they met certain standards, and that's still the case today. But the FAA has actually had a destruction rule in place where they could actually destroy these documents. Now, not very many, we don't think, have been destroyed, but they could have destroyed them if they cared to go about, find them, and then throw them in the fire. So this stops that and orders that they be preserved and made available. So it's the very fabric of our aviation industry that is documented in an extraordinarily detailed fashion by these approved type certificate files. And if anyone wants to know what happened in aviation and how the evolution of the aircraft got to where they are today, it's only in these files that you can find that, unless you can find an original airplane left. And of the 1,257 aircraft type certificate data sets protected, I have no idea how many of those makes and models are still flying, but my guess is probably fewer than 100.
Okay. How's your Fairchild?
We did get the drawings for the tail, and it's a part in my hangar, and we're working on the project.
Any idea when you're going to finish it?
Oh, my goodness. There are five other airplanes we're working on, too, so it will certainly be in terms of years. Hopefully not as many years as it took to get the drawings to begin with.
Okay, well, congratulations on what has become known as the Herrick Amendment. And it's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.